She looked at me for a long, hard moment and blew out another breath.
"I think you know," she said at last. "There's been another murder."
"I know," I said. "I passed it last night."
"I heard you didn't actually pass it."
I shrugged. "Metro Dade is such a small family."
"So what did that of course mean?"
"Nothing," I said, mildly irritated at last.
"The flesh of the body just looked a little different. If it was subjected to cold..."
I held up my hands.
"That's all, okay? How cold?"
"Like meatpacking cold," she said.
"Why would he do that?"
"Because it's beautiful," I thought. "It would slow the flow of blood," I said. She studied me.
"Is that important?"
I took a long and perhaps slightly shaky breath. Not only could I never explain it, she would lock me up if I tried.
"It's vital," I said.
For some reason, I felt embarrassed.
"Why vital?"
I don't know. I think he has a thing about blood, Deb. Just a feeling I got from, I don't know, no evidence, you know. She was giving me that look again. I tried to think of something to say, but I couldn't. Glib, silver-tongued Dexter, with a dry mouth and nothing to say.
"Shit," she said at last. "That's it? Cold slows the blood, and that's vital? Come on. What the hell good is that, Dexter?"
"I don't do good before coffee, Deborah," I said with a heroic effort at recovery.
"Just accurate."
"Shit," she said again. Rose brought our coffee. Deborah sipped.
"Last night I got an invite to the 72-hour briefing," she said.
I clapped my hands. "Wonderful. You've arrived. What do you need me for?" "Metro Dade has a policy of pulling the homicide team together approximately 72 hours after a murder. The investigating officer and her team talk it over with the medical examiner and, sometimes, someone from the prosecutor's office. It keeps everyone on the same heading. If Deborah had been invited, she was on the case."
She scowled. "I'm not good at politics, Dexter. I can feel LaGuerta pushing me out, but I can't do anything about it."
"Is she still looking for her mystery witness?" Deborah nodded.
"Really?
Even after the new kill last night?"
"She says that proves it, because the new cuts were all complete."
"But they were all different," I protested.
She shrugged.
"And you suggested..." Deb looked away.
"I told her I thought it was a waste of time to look for a witness when it was obvious that the killer wasn't interrupted, just unsatisfied."
"Ouch," I said. "You really don't know anything about politics."
"Well, goddamn it, Dex," she said.
Two old ladies at the next table glared at her. She didn't notice.
"What you said made sense. It is obvious, and she's ignoring me. And even worse."
"What could be worse than being ignored?" I said. She blushed.
"I caught a couple of the uniforms snickering at me afterward. There's a joke going around, and I'm it."
She bit her lip and looked away.
"Einstein," she said.
"I'm afraid I don't get it."
"If my tits were brains, I'd be Einstein," she said bitterly.
I cleared my throat instead of laughing.
"That's what she's spreading about me," Deb went on. "That kind of crappy little tag sticks to you, and then they don't promote you because they think nobody will respect you with a nickname like that."
"God damn it, Dex," she said again.
"She's ruining my career."